So, Ghassan, we know it seems like in all cancers where checkpoint inhibitor is being looked at, you have the issue of combining with anti-CTLA-4, the checkpoint inhibitor. And we have seen data looking at durvalumab and tremelimumab. Any thoughts about what we've seen there with HCC, Ghassan?
Definitely, this is very intriguing. This is data which is quite solid, and the study is ongoing still, and further data is still showing that favored combination. And again, just to look at the mechanism a little bit, as we all know, CD28 will actually be interrogated by CD80 and CD86, which, if anything, will kind of, they go and hang out together and they drink coffee and will be active as an immune response. And if anything, CTLA-4 come and tell those CD80 and 86 to go and hang with it, and maybe they drink something that will make them fall asleep, and this is where anti-CTLA-4 come into play. But interestingly, which is fascinating, and I'm only giving one example, there are many other reasons why the combination will be important, but fascinating what we know about actually CD28, as much as it's upset at its counterpart, the CTLA-4, believe it or not, actually it also can activate and make more CTLA-4 itself. This is in immunology called equilibrium for all those processes together, but by all means, this can be a environment that will actually rather create a certain inhibition to the effect of the anti-CTLA-4, and as such, to kind of bring it down from the lymphocyte, where we'll talk about that, all the way down to the cell membrane, where the anti-PD-1, anti-PD-L1, like durvalumab, is active, will be probably ultimately a good synergistic effect, which is part of the Himalaya study that is a pretty large trial that's looking at durvalumab plus tremelimumab versus durvalumab as a single agent, and of course versus sorafenib as a standard care therapy.
Tim, again, any comments about the strategy in general and specifically these data and this?
Yeah, so we actually tested this first, and we have shown that the tremelimumab actually leads to an increase of T cells within the tumor, and I think it makes a lot of sense in those tumors where you don't have strong T cell responses to prime them first to get these T cells go into the tumor and then accelerate the response with the durvalumab.
So we're going to move on and talk about colorectal cancer.